Well, that's the B-52s, in case you didn't know. Ending that set here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, meant for Tufts, freeform radio. Serving all of Boston and all of the world, WMFO.org. Just heard the B-52s rock, Lobsters, the first single off of the legendary band's 1979 self-titled debut album. And I played that not only because it's a great song and they're a great band, but also yesterday was the one and only Fred Schneider's birthday. That's right. The man, the myth, the legend celebrated his birthday yesterday. He was born July 1st, 1951. He celebrated birthday number 71 yesterday. Happy birthday to you, Fred Schneider. I mean, I know he's listening. Thank you for all of your music. Speaking of birthdays, you heard up at that Blondie with Rapture, second single off of that legendary band's fifth studio album. It's called Auto American. It was released November of 1980. And the absolutely wonderful Debbie Harry celebrated her birthday yesterday as well. She was born July 1st, 1945. That legend turned 77 yesterday. Both of those, well, as I just said, legends still rocking and rolling. I think the B-52s are on their final tour. They might be still on it, or it might be wrapped up. But, you know, they're still playing music. They are rock stars through and through. Up into that, Kaylee Elizabeth passing through, and that's off of her latest release, Playing with Fire. That came out 2021. And kicking off the set with brand new noise from Fantastic Cat, track called The Gig. It's the lead single off the New York band's upcoming debut album. It's called The Very Best of Fantastic Cat. It's out July 29th. I love that it's their debut album and it's called The Very Best of. That's pretty brilliant. It is 10 a.m. here in the booth and maybe where you are, but maybe not. Happy Saturday to everybody. It's the first Saturday of July. I'm Ryan D. This is Mike on the mic and I'm filling in. I'm having a great time. I hope that you are as well. Let's do some more new noise. Got great stuff right now from Lakeville, Massachusetts musician. His name is Jim Lowe, and he creates music under the moniker Old Town Crier. And just yesterday, he dropped a brand new surprise EP. It's called You. I purchased it right away. And all the proceeds from this album go to progressives running in the 2022 U.S. midterm elections. You should head over to Bandcamp and type in Old Town Crier and check out all that information. And I'm going to play you a great track from said EP. This one I chose is called Thin Blue Line. I like it very much, and I think you will too. Here's new noise from Old Town Crier here on Mike on the Mic.
Love. Go out there.
Beep!
you do now that you're gone? Under somebody new, well, that didn't take long. And where you gonna go? Not that I care. And who can you trust now that I'm not there? Never known such unhappiness. Never thought it would be like this. What will I do now that you're gone? Now that you're gone. That you're gone.
Walking with me.
Some Will Daly. That is one of my favorite tracks of his. Sunken Ship. It's the lead track. That is making some wild noise. There we go. There we go. Wait, now where did I go? I don't know if you can hear me anymore. Oh, maybe you can. There we go. That was really weird. It seemed like the power just kind of went bloop. But maybe you could still hear me. I don't know. Things sometimes go strange when you're live on the air. Will Daly, as I was saying, Sunken Ship lead track from his excellent 2014 album, National Throat. I had the pleasure of seeing Will last Friday, as a matter of fact, at Askew in Providence. So good. And he's also one of the nicest guys around. Again, Sunken Ship from his 2014 album, National Throat. Bruce Springsteen up ahead of that. And Kirsten, you are right. That is my nod to the 4th of July, which is coming up. A very, not as American song as some people like to make you think. It's a little... If you know. It's Born in the USA. It was live. Fantastic song, obviously. 1975 album, live. 1975. It was released November of 1986. Nothing wrong with a little live Bruce Springsteen on a Saturday morning. Wait. Before Will Daly, I play the Raconteurs. Now That You're Gone. It's a great one off of the supergroup's latest release, 2019's Help Us Stranger. Then you heard Bruce Springsteen's live version of Born in the USA. And then kicking off the set with Brand New Noise from Old Town Crier. That was some good stuff, right? Thin Blue Line is what I played for you. Again, Old Town Crier is the project of Massachusetts musician Jim Lowe, and the single is off his brand new EP that just dropped yesterday. It's called You, and it is wonderful. Go check it out on Old Town Crier's Bandcamp page. All right, my friends, I hope that you're enjoying the show. I'm having a great time, as you know. I'm going to get back into it with more new noise from one of my favorite musicians in all the world. Her name is Nikki Lane, and I do love her. And her new album is coming out very soon. It's called Denim and Diamonds, and this is the first single from the brand new Nikki Lane album right here. New noise on Mike on the Mic. Thank you.
see the outside glow in a cold room. Makes for sweet dreams here, and if they come, you'll never see me again.
Come to me begging soft as she knows one of these days. Cause you had to know there's a chance you were gone. Street lights guide me to you. A road back, but I never knew. School's out, we said. Countryside rolling through my mind. Visions of freedom on the highway shine. I just wanna let go and find another life. Or take me down that road, my old mind. Hey, I mean,
Collector Man Calling.
Man, oh man, oh man, that's some good stuff right there. It's Julie Rhodes. The great one called Collector Man. Don't you hate it when the Collector Man calls you? Man. That's off of her brilliant 2016 debut album, Bound to Meet the Devil, from the one and only Julie Rhodes, now based in Providence, Rhode Island. Up ahead of that, Albert Hammond Jr., a track called Fast Times, great single from the member of the Strokes, doing his solo thing these days. Released back in 2019. Up ahead of that, you heard music from Love Love, Hey Fella. That is the lead track off the Boston Duo's 2015 self-titled album. Great stuff from Super Small up ahead of that. Free from Harm. So, so good. Got to hear that live last Friday, and it instantly became a favorite song of mine. And that's taken from the New York Duo's superb 2016 album, Silent Moon. And kicking off that set with new noise from Nikki Lane, First High, lead single off of her upcoming album, Denim and Diamonds. It's out September 23rd via New West Records. Man, time flies when you're having fun. It's the last set of my fill-in here from Mike on the Mic. I'm Ryan D. I hope you've been enjoying the show. Stay tuned for the one and only Something About the Women. I'll be back to say goodbye in just a few moments, but let's get back into more new noise from Aubrey Haddard. I love this new single. It's off of her upcoming album, Awake and Talking, which is out August 19th. Here is a great single called Green as Ever. New noise from Aubrey Haddard.
You want to talk about beauty?
body sinks so low, and I sink pretty deep, pretty deep, pretty deep. I sink pretty deep, pretty deep, pretty deep. I wish I carried. We'll be right back.
Seems so strange. In the midnight hour, you came alive.
I was looking for my crystal ball.
I was busy trying to charm that snake.
When the sun came up, we had no place to hide.
And you had to tell your friends that my fangs were fake.
I just had to.
Oh.
Well, you and I both know the house is a haunting. Yeah, you and I both know the ghost is on me. Used to kiss me in your bed sheets, rattling your chains. Well, back then, baby, it didn't seem so strange.
Well, even when one is dead and gone, it still takes two to make a house a home.
Well, I'm as lonesome as the catacombs. I hear you call my name, but no one's there except a feeling in the air. You and I both know that the house is haunted. Yeah, you and I both know that the ghost is you. Used to walk around screaming or slamming on them doors.
Well, I'm all grown up now, I don't scare easy no more.
But you and I both know. Yeah, you and I both know. Yeah, you and I both know.
Ooh. At least I've got my lips. When they say
That's the wonderful Ruby Ray right there. Voodoo Queen, name of that one. Great one off the Nashville-based musician's 2016 album, The Uncanny. Love it, love it, love it. Shaky Gray's up into that with Dearly Departed. Features Esme Patterson off of Shaky's 2014 album, And the War Came. Tanya Donnelly doing Pretty Deep, lead single off of her 1997 debut album, Love Songs for Underdogs, her solo album. And Aubrey Haddard with New Noise, Green as Ever, excellent single off the upcoming album, Awake and Talking, out August 19th. I've been Ryan D. You've been tuned into Mike on the Mic. Hey, Virtually Live Day 2022 is happening next Saturday, July 9th, from 8 to 1 p.m. right here in WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Please be sure to tune in. Mike Newman is part of that wonderful event. Again, Virtually Live Day 2022 happening next Saturday, July 9th, from 8 to 1 p.m. I've had a blast being here for Mike and the Mic. Thank you so much, Mike, for allowing me to be here and take over for the day. Stay tuned for Something About the Women. It's coming up next. It's another one of my favorite shows, and I love subbing for that one as well. I'll be back next Friday for my show, The Music Savage Show, on 7 a.m., and I hope that you tune in. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, a wonderful 4th of July. Be safe. Remember, if you're lighting firecrackers, which I don't recommend because dogs and cats, and I don't like that stuff bothering them, but if you do, light it and throw and keep all your digits. Take care of yourself. I'll see you soon. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Mike, and thanks to all of you wonderful people. It's Ryan D. signing off. Something About the Women is up next.